Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. Is loneliness a possible cause of my unwanted sexual behavior? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me, recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. All right, so this question came in our Office Hours page. This user or person writes in, I'm single and I really long for a wife. My desire is marriage. This makes me wonder, can loneliness be considered a root problem that drives me to numb my mind with inappropriate behaviors? So this is actually not going to be that long a segment because it's a pretty easy answer. Absolutely, right? Absolutely. It's a big topic, so I can't really unpack it 100%. We'd be here for over an hour. But yes, loneliness is a huge trigger for people when it comes to their unwanted sexual behavior. And it makes sense, okay? If, again, you understand basically the nature of why we deal with pornography, sex addiction, those sorts of things, right? It's not a behavior issue. Yes, the behavior is a problem. Don't get me wrong. We don't want you to continue looking at porn and masturbating, but it's not a behavior issue. The behavior is just basically the result or the symptom of the issue. And the issue is, and I've been saying this for months now, it's your mental wellness, if you will. It's your ability to regulate your emotions in a healthy way. And a lot of this comes from problems with your formative years where things happen, maybe growing up with your family or your parents or friends or who knows, where you experienced a loss of meaningful connection, which we all need as mammals to feel safe and secure, which allows us to regulate our emotions in a healthy way, right? Because we're not in survival mode where we feel good. But when we feel alone, when we feel cut away or cut off from those closer to us or the world in general, man, that makes us feel, neurologically speaking, very unsafe, very uncertain. And so we kind of live in survival mode where it's, oh my gosh, I don't feel good. I don't know what to do with this. So let me do something else, like flee to porn, like escape through porn, those sorts of things. And so loneliness obviously is a very big trigger, right? Because it taps directly into that whole connection piece, right? I'm alone. Why am I alone? Because I'm not connected, because people don't care about me. Because these are the things that we start to think, maybe subconsciously. What is wrong with me? Why don't I have a spouse? Why don't I have a girlfriend? There must be something up with me that makes me unworthy of connection and love. And that is, emotionally speaking, very hard to deal with, right? And so rather than dealing with it, or rather than facing the truth, or trying to wrestle through those unhealthy thoughts and coming to a healthy conclusion, we go look at porn, or we masturbate, or we go to a strip club, whatever, right? So yes, loneliness, huge, huge trigger, but, and I tell guys this a lot, right? Knowing your triggers is absolutely essential, right? When it comes to recovery, you need to know what triggers you. However, just knowing your triggers is not enough. What you really need to do is figure out what that trigger is triggering. Right. So again, I'm lonely. Okay. That makes you want to go look at porn. But why does being lonely make you want to go look at porn? What is that emotionally doing to you? Because the reality is this, we're all lonely at times in our life. And there was a time back in the day when I was lonely and yeah, porn would be a go-to, almost automatic. Now, right, 10, 12 years into recovery and yeah, I get lonely sometimes, but my first thought isn't, oh, go look at porn. I just deal with it. Yeah, I'm lonely, but that's okay. I can go watch TV. I can go to the gym, or I'll just ride it out until someone gets home, you know, pray, do my devotions, whatever. Right? I can find healthy outlets when I'm feeling lonely. But before, it wasn't the case, and that's probably what you're dealing with. So yes, loneliness, you're not weird. That's a huge one, big red flag. But again, try to get below the surface, right? Don't just settle for, oh yeah, loneliness makes me look important. Why does it make you look important? What does it tell you, or what do you think, what is that loneliness doing to your sense of self-worth, your sense of security? What are you thinking, right? I'm lonely because of what? You know, try to answer those questions. And, you know, if you're having difficulty with that, which is pretty normal, that's where counseling and therapy can really become helpful, right? Because a therapist is trained to kind of help you wrestle through those things and identify those points of trauma in your life that have led to this. That's all I got. I hope that helps. If you have a question for me that you want me to answer in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxchurch.com/office-hours, submit your questionnaire, and I will be sure to answer it. That's about it. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,